On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria, 27 degrees. Johannesburg, 25. Emalahleni, up to 24.
Stationary vehicle N1 south after Rigel, stationary vehicle N1 north at Gordon Road, and we've got a stationary vehicle on the N1 south after the ramp from Olifantsfontein Road.
South African households are facing rising prices as food and transport costs pushed annual inflation to 3.6% in October this year. While some items like eggs and milk have become cheaper, beef, maize meal and fuel are adding pressure to household budgets. SatSA's Patrick Kelly has more.
Samp and maize meal recorded double-digit inflation in October, with maize meal reaching a four-month high at 10.7%. Several products cost less than a year ago, including white rice, brown bread, hot cereals, and instant noodles.
Meanwhile, the Madlanga Commission into Interference in the Justice System will resume a bit later this afternoon. Yesterday, Northwest businessman and alleged political middleman Brown Mokgosi spent much of his testimony contradicting himself and making sweeping claims that he didn't seem to be able to substantiate. He also alleged that he was involved in covert police operations, including operations against police officers. Anastasia Mokgobo has more.
Mokgosi told the commission that he and others had been monitoring the movements of KZN Provincial Police Commissioner General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi ahead of the July 6 briefing. He further claimed that there is no cartel known as the Big Five, accusing Mkhwanazi of fabricating the existence of the group due to anger over the arrest of crime intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo.
The arrest of General Khumalo was a breaking point. It almost changed the South African police service. Everything changed. That's why we are here.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Moving to G20 matters, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation, Supra Mahumapelo, says the aim of the G20 summit is to foster good trade relations between countries in both Africa and on the international front.
Africa will unite and work with the rest of the world to deal with poverty, inequality, unemployment, instability, infrastructure development.
Moving abroad, in Japan, one person was killed as a major fire damaged 170 buildings in a residential area of Oita. Firefighters are still struggling to extinguish the blaze in the southern city as it spread to a forested mountain nearby. And finally, a bit earlier today, the auction house Christie's announced that it's going to suspend the Paris auction of an example of the world's first calculating machine. It was developed by the French mathematician and inventor Blaise Pascal in 1642. It's believed that this was the first attempt to a calculator. It was expected to start at a price of at least 2 million euro. That's about 40 million rand. And just to give you an idea about the age of this thing, right? 1642, that is before South Africa was colonized.
Yeah.
It's old. But it's not up for grabs anymore. I'm Marlene Fushia. For more news, visit jacarandafm.com or click on news.